President Bush met with the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia today as he prepares to make an announcement fleshing out his call for Palestinian statehood. Israeli and Arab leaders have been lobbying the president with very different visions of how to proceed. Secretary of State Colin Powell says, among other options, officials are considering the declaration of a transitional state of Palestine. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Aides say Mr. Bush's 20-minute meeting with Prince Saud al-Faisal was warm, and afterward the prince said he was pleased. Today's meeting followed one Monday with Israel's prime minister and another over the weekend with Egypt's president. After them all, administration officials have said Mr. Bush is merely listening and has not yet decided on the specifics of any plan. When Secretary of State Powell said declaring a transitional state was on the table, White House officials called the suggestion premature but did not rule it out. At one time or another, both Israelis and Palestinians have suggested such an interim state, but each had different motives, and now each has different fears about the idea. The general theory is that a Palestinian state would be created on the land Palestinians nominally control now. A final peace deal would be worked out after. Palestinians worry this is a trap, that once a state's declared, their national cause would fall from the world's radar screen with no real solution. Phil Wilcox, president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, says it's a legitimate concern.
I don't think there is any real utility in declaring an interim Palestinian state. Everyone knows that there cannot be a solution without a Palestinian state. The question that remains is what kind of state and what its borders will be and what will happen to the issues of settlements, refugees, and Jerusalem.
Israelis, on the other hand, fear that declaring statehood on any part of Palestinian-controlled land will do nothing to end suicide attacks, but would make it harder for Israel's army to carry out incursions aimed at stopping them. Still, some analysts believe Israel would not reject the idea outright. Martin Indyk is a former ambassador to Israel, now at the Brookings Institution.
I think that this idea that the administration is now playing with, that enjoys support from the Egyptians and the Saudis, could possibly be sold to the Israelis, provided it came wrapped in the condition of an end to the terrorism.
Secretary Powell said this week that a provisional state would give the Palestinian people hope and perhaps motivation to carry out the democratic reforms Israel and the U.S. have urged. One problem it would raise, who would head it? Again, Martin Indyk.
You have this strange dichotomy here. The president, at every opportunity, disparages Arafat, speaks about him in the past tense now as somebody who's disappointed him, who's failed to lead, but the State Department keeps on dealing with him.
President Bush is expected to issue his policy statement as early as next week. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.